Re. Group pitches alternative for housing site, The Gazette, April 20. Cown. Natalie Jolie's conversation with a member of the Neighbors of the Lot 22 committee who shared concerns about bringing low-income people to live in the downtown borders closely on discrimination due to income. This city already has a reputation for dividing people in different income brackets. Not everyone values the city's focus on art and culture, believe it or not. The city should be taking the steps to ensure that all people, whether rich, with middle income, or poor, are treated fairly and equally. This city council definitely doesn't seem to support that agenda. Perhaps the well-to-do, who have issues with low-income people, should build themselves their own private walled-in area to live in. That way they will not have to subject themselves to having to put up with these people. That won't happen, so maybe the elites need to learn to accept all people, wealthy or not, and make this city inclusive and welcoming for everyone. This is just my 2 cents worth. Oops, being in this city, perhaps I should call it my $2,000 worth. J. Ritchie, St. Albert.